On the show today, we have QNX's very own Barry Kirby and Compliance Systems' very own Chris Appy talking about some banking trends predictions for 2022. Yes, it's that time of the year again when the predictions all come out. And in this interview, both Barry and Chris talk about financial wellness, mobile, the cloud, a whole slew of other items that are going to be in store for us in 2022. So really good stuff here from Barry and Chris. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're getting our crystal ball out and doing a little predictions for 2022 with the gentleman from QNexus and Compliance Systems. And speaking of that, the introductions are in order, and right next to me, we have Mr. Barry Kirby from QNexus. Barry, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. Very welcome. And then right below me is Mr. Chris Apple from Compliance Systems. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michael. Close on the last name, though. Chris Appy with an I.
Oh, Appy. Oh, my gosh. Appy. I apologize. What am I thinking?
That's all right. I get it all the time. Oh, it's great to meet you.
I'm going
to
make that change right now. Appy. A-P-P-I-E, right?
A-P-P-I-E, yeah.
All right. Got it. My bad. Chris Appy, everybody. Oh, my gosh. I was going so well today, and then I messed up. But anyway, hey. Great to have you guys here, and we're talking some predictions for banking trends in 2022. I want to dive straight into it. Barry, I'm going to start with you on the first one here. Banks and credit unions will do more to support financial wellness with open, more accessible information. Can you expand on this one a little bit? Because this is their wheelhouse, this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're finding here at QNexus is, you know, the traditional model for the FI was to kind of focus on a one-by-one type of client interaction. Customer walks in, a member walks in, they need a checking account, we give them the checking account. They want a loan, we give them the loan. And what we're starting to see now is credit unions are viewing their members and owners, as well as FIs, their customers, they're viewing it at a more broader relationship status, which includes financial wellness, financial education, insurance, lending. So they're looking at the overall relationship as a whole and trying to see what suite of services they can help to broaden it and accelerate it. And so that kind of transitions into what we're seeing at QNexus from the evolution of our product to meet that kind of shift from an FI standpoint, which is where we've introduced credit monitoring as well as wellness and protection within our actual QNexus storefront, which was traditionally, you know, focused on lending and deposits, but now it's kind of looking at the broader relationship in a digital manner, mm-hmm. which is where we're seeing the FIs start to look at their relationships with their consumers as well.
All right. Yeah. And we're going to be talking to Dave here in a couple of weeks about the wellness initiative that you guys got going. So to stay tuned for that one, or almost to be continued.
Yeah.
And Chris, the next one that you guys were talking about here, mobile makes deals easier with consolidated paperwork and contact-free experiences. Can you elaborate on this one?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So, for example, Forbes will tell you that 3 out of 4 Americans have used an online banking app to check their balances over the course of the past year. And what we see in our business is the kind of last mile of that mm-hmm. is always the legal documentation. You got to document the relationship between the parties. The depositor right. must do this. The lender must do that. And they do a great job digitally until they get to the final mile when they've got to document that and they paper it out. And they're in PDF.
Oh, really?
And they're looking at device on their phones. They're pinching in and zooming on PDFs.
And they're done that.
Yeah. So for us, it's about bringing mobility to that last mile, about the idea that you can close this loan, you can open this account 100% as a consumer wants to on their phone. You can embed great information out about the products, kind of delineate the risks for them in a way that you can't with a paper contract. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's all about bringing that mobile experience, much like you're going to buy something on Amazon, you're going to order something on Amazon, you're going to do something with Apple, right on your phone, bing, bang, boom, done, 2-minute loan closing.
Hallelujah. Because we're all getting, I mean, the consumer, I keep saying this, the consumers are getting so spoiled by that Amazon or the Apple or Uber experience that, you know, financial institutions have to follow suit or else they're going to be displaced by a fintech or somebody coming in that's going to make that process easier, right?
Yeah, it's exactly right. The abandonment rates when you go through a pretty you know, consistent digital experience, you get to the end and you got to document things and all of a sudden you're in PDFs with just, it's not a good experience for consumers and the abandonment rate's very high. So that's why we've been working on a product called Simplicity Mobile, first market online account opening solution, complete mobile, works on a phone. So we're very excited about it.
Hallelujah. All right. I love that. Just in time for Christmas. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
For the good timing, Chris. Good timing. Hey, the next one is for both of you guys. Barry, I'll let you go first on this one. So no member or customer should be denied. It's kind of a broad one, but can you kind of bring it down to a kind of a micro level, I guess, if you will, Barry?
Yeah. So really, if you just think about it, if you just think super high level and just bring yourself out of the finance world, banking is pretty much the only vertical where we ask a potential consumer to do all of the heavy lifting up front, keying in an application, providing stipulations, due diligence, to only be told, no, you can't buy the product from us 70% of the time. I mean, just think about that. That is an actual transactional world we live in the banking world. And the fact of the matter is, what we see and what we're trying to tell folks within the QNexus world is, you already know these consumers. Right when they log into online banking, you know, do they have direct deposit with me? You know your underwriting criteria. Mm-hmm. You know your risk and your appetite. You understand their credit history. Why are they ever being told no if you know all of the answers up front? So why don't we just go ahead and up front say, hey, here's what's available to you, similar to what you would see in an Amazon mobile app, and then eliminate all of this friction and unknown of just wasting their time with a potential no or a counteroffer.
Completely. Anything to add on that, Chris?
Yeah, other than just to say that QNexus is doing a great job with this, and they have the data that they can provide those answers to credit unions up front. So it's not an unknown thing. They can go and look at the customer base and say, hey, you all in fact could get these loans should you want them. So to Barry's point, there's really no reason with the data that we have in the systems that we have today to be denying a bunch of loans. It's just it's not necessary.
Exactly. Yeah, complete. Oh my gosh, that's gonna turn some tables for sure next year if this comes to fruition. And so Chris, I'm gonna stick with you on this one. So what's the significance of these findings or these predictions for 2022 for credit unions and then consumers alike?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the biggest one, Mike, is that consumers are looking for instant gratification in their financial products the same way they are with everything else in life. So the idea they log into their online banking and they want to get from point A to point B. Point B is money in an account or opening an account or whatever it is. That's what they're coming there for. And they don't want to have 18 different steps to go through. So get the QNexus platform up front, where you pre-approve somebody, they come in, get the loan. We're coupling that now with the compliance systems, digital mobile documentation solution. You can take this thing really soup to nuts, point A to point B, that kind of instant gratification for a consumer to get money into the account, to do the things that they need to do to live their lives, to buy cars, to buy books for kids for school or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So super, super fast, super mobile, super interactive is where we see this thing going.
Well, and that's a memorable experience. That's going to be like total word of mouth. Like, hey, did you see how easy that was to use? And so that's total word of mouth. Anything to add on that one as well, Barry?
Yeah. One of the analogies I kind of always share with folks is, let's just take a credit card, for example. So my credit union is promoting a credit card. In reality, nobody wakes up on a Wednesday morning and goes, today is the day I'm going to apply for a credit card. It doesn't happen. It's not real world. What happens is somebody's partner or spouse shares great news that they have a baby on the way. They then check their bank account, their balances. They now see that there's a credit card sitting in front of them waiting for activation. Now that product became highly relevant to the situation that was happening in their life. So to Chris's point, it comes down to what's transactional nature happening with the consumer and the member's life, and then making sure that we have services and products that allow them to attain the goods and services they want and not trying to predict what we think they need.
Gotcha. And before we go, what are some key strategies to boost growth and meet consumers in their moment of need? Barry, I'll stick with you on this one.
So a couple of things. I think from an FI standpoint, with our existing customers and members, we're sitting on a wealth of data about our members that we're not leveraging well enough.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say we can find out credit bureau information about them, but do they have direct deposit with me? Is there always a cash reserve sitting in their bank? Are those people that we want to lend to? The other piece is, and I always use this kind of quote for kind of an overall arching strategy as far as anything that you do, is I would suggest any credit union or bank, if you can't do it better than what's currently out there, I would think highly about whether you really want to enter into that market. And what I mean by that is don't just enter into a space just to be one by one in a side-by-side comparison. Really identify what can we do differently that makes this more appealing than the guy next door.
Yeah, good point. Good point. And Chris, any thoughts on that one as well?
Yeah. To me, the major one is for credit unions to embrace the cloud. So when we originally started rolling out our products into the cloud from a compliance perspective, you can update them in almost real time. Laws change. You can make sure they're current. There's a lot of conversation in the credit union space around the risk of the cloud. And so for us, Mike, when we were early on, we said, look, who's running in AWS at the time? And when we got there, so the CIA runs in AWS. They have specific points at AWS that are secure that the CIA uses. Like, if it's good enough for the CIA, good enough for your credit union. Chase is like all the big banks are moving to the cloud. So if you're in a small to medium-sized credit union, embrace the cloud. That's where all the technology is happening. That's where it's going to drive these instant transactions for your members.
Yeah, I'm talking to more and more people these days about how important the cloud is today. I mean, because I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, cloud was everything. And then it kind of went under the radar for a while. And all of a sudden, in the last couple of years, it's really come back, roaring back, actually, for folks out there. So it's really good to see that. So, oh my gosh, we could talk about these predictions all day long, gentlemen. So anything else to add to wrap up, Chris? Any final thoughts on these predictions or anything else you want to add for 2022 that we might be seeing?
You know, the only last thing, Mike, I just...
Sure.
Canadian Mutual Group continues to invest heavily in these products. I just want your listeners to hear this. So like when we look at this, Compliance Systems as a company, we invest about 40% of revenue back into making the products better. And Canadian Mutual Group's doing the same thing. So we talk about picking partners who you're going to work with if you're a credit union. Look to the ones that are investing dollars back into the product.
Oh, no
that's
doubt.
The key. Like look back to those investment dollars. Where are they making those things? So that's it for me.
Good Thanks point. Hey, there's a pen drop there, almost like a mic drop. So it was a pen drop. Good job. Barry, any final thoughts here?
I would echo that comment. I would share with most folks, you know, that the typical RFP that goes out, it tells who your customers are, what are your finances. Honestly, the first question should be is what amount, what percentage of your revenue do you reinvest in your product? The industry average fintech out there reinvests about 7 to 9% of total revenue. Canadian Mutual is reinvesting 30 to 40%.
Whoa.
So, and those are key things to know if you want to invest in a partner or do you want to invest in a vendor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Good point. Well, that's phenomenal numbers. My gosh, I never knew that. So, all right, gentlemen. Well, this is, I think 2022 is going to be, if 2021 wasn't an interesting year, wasn't interesting enough. Oh my gosh. Hold on tight for 2022. I think it's going to be even more interesting in what's going to be happening out there. And you guys are right there in the mix. So we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do for credit unions and their members out there. So keep up the good work and look forward to chatting again next year to see if these predictions come true.
Right on. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Guys.